Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the H2O Innovation Special Announcement Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the speaker's presentation, there will be a question-and-answer session. To ask a question during the session, you will need to press star one on your telephone. Please be advised that today's conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Marc Blanchet, CFO at H2O Innovation. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. My name is Marc Blanchet. I'm CFO of H2O Innovation. This call will be held in English, but I'll just say a brief word in French to our French audience. Merci, bonjour à tous. Dans un premier temps, j'aimerais vous remercier d'assister à cet appel et vous aviser que même si l'appel se tiendra en anglais, nous répondrons aux questions qui seront posées en français dans la seconde partie de l'appel. Pour faciliter le suivi de l'appel, je vous invite à télécharger la présentation sur notre site Internet h2oinnovation.com dans la section Investisseurs. Before we begin, I invite you to download a copy of today's presentation, which can be found on our website at h2oinnovation.com in the section Investors. Frédéric Durey, President and CEO, is joining me today for the call, which duration is approximately 30 minutes. During this call, Frédéric will be presenting on the new operation and maintenance company H2O just acquired. It's called Just a GUS Utility Service. We call it GUS. And he will go over the acquisition rationale and the transaction summary. Please take a moment to read the forward-looking statements on page 2 and 3 of the presentation and the non-IFRS financial measures on page 4. I now hand over the call to Frédéric.
Thank you, Marc. Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining the call. Today, we are truly delighted to announce the acquisition of Gulf Utility Service, an O&M water and wastewater company. Gulf Utility Service, also named GUS, as Marc said, is providing similar services than A's South, which was acquired in December 2018. They also serve the same type of customers located within the Great Metro Houston area. In total, GUS is serving close to 40 customers and has shown an excellent customer retention over the years. This high customer retention is obviously something very attractive to us as we want to continue to increase our financial predictability. The 30 employees are expected to stay with the organization. It is a total of approximately $5 million U.S. of revenues and $600,000 U.S. of EBITDA that we will add to our consolidated results. Moving to page number 6, we see how this tuck-in acquisition will enable us to consolidate our O&M platform in Texas, and more particularly in the Great Metro Houston area. Keep in mind that Houston is among the fastest growing cities in the United States. Many suburbs, districts, and counties are developing really fast, requiring more support and services and upgrades for their water and wastewater utilities. Strong of our business model, relying on three distinct but complementary business pillars, we are well positioned to capture many more opportunities. Also, by consolidating our O&M business platform around Houston, which now counts 85 customers, and this includes utility partners, customers, ACE South, and now obviously Gulf Utility Services customers, we intend to generate cost synergies of approximately $150,000 and additional operational efficiency improvements of $300,000 within the next 18 months. Moving to slide 7, we can find a couple of reasons motivating the acquisition of GUS. First, this transaction will definitely increase our presence in Texas municipal market. In total, including GUS, it is approximately $25 million of revenues that we are now generating from the O&M activities. This does not consider the revenues we're also generating from the equipment and sales of systems delivered in Texas from the project division. The addition of GUS will allow us to maintain a high level of our current revenues, adding more predictability to our financial model. This currently stands at 88% of the overall revenues. By doing this deal, we're also supporting the growth of one of our most important customers in Texas named Undine. This customer is expected to further growth in the coming years through successive acquisition of water and wastewater utilities that we will operate. On a consolidated basis, our entire O&M group will generate approximately $70 million. Remember that we did our first immersion in the O&M world through the acquisition of Utility Partners back in July 2016, and this was only 4 years ago. At that time, Utility Partner was making approximately $33 million per year. Since then, we have more than doubled the revenues through organic growth and the acquisition of A's completed in December 2018 and now Gulf Utility Service. GUS in itself is very attractive on a financial basis. On a trailing 12-month basis, GUS revenue have grown by 12% and stood at $6.8 million as of December 2019. The EBITDA performance of GUS is also very healthy and stood at $700,000 at the end of December 2019 also. This transaction is accretive to our EPS and will allow us to further improve our EBITDA in percentage and in dollars. At slide number 8, we see that on a pro forma basis, combining the latest LTM financial results of H2O Innovation that we published for the results of March 31st, 2020, with the annual financial performance of GUS as of December 31st, 2019, the pro forma revenues now stand at $136.3 million, where the EBITDA stands at $8.5 million. On a strategic basis, the revenues coming from the O&M business pillar will now represent more than 50% of our consolidated revenues. This level of business mix will allow us to gain, again, financial predictability and shall also improve our cash flow, since the O&M business is very cash flow positive and required a minimum of CapEx investment. Let's present you now the main financial terms of this transaction at slide number 9. The total purchase price for GUS is $2.75 million US, equivalent to 5 times the EBITDA of $700,000 Canadian at the end of December 2019. This is a pretty attractive price for such transaction compared to our previous transactions. For example, we paid 5.6 times the adjusted EBITDA for the acquisition of A's and 7.6 times for the acquisition of Utility Partners in 2016. The transaction is paid with the following terms: $1.87 million US cash at closing and an $875,000 US in a cash earnout 18 months following the closing. To the earnout payment is attached certain conditions of maintaining certain revenue level. Finally, and most importantly, the transaction is not dilutive for the shareholder. So this is a very important milestone for us and for me to be able to do an M&A transaction without having to issue new equity. The acquisition is financed through an addition of new senior debt of $2.1 million for a 5-year term. The senior debt was negotiated with our main lender, National Bank. The remaining portion of the purchase price consideration is financed from our working capital capabilities, which is a great news again, as it is a sign of also good financial health. Moving to slide number 10 for takeaways and conclusion remarks. The acquisition of GUS allowed us to grow our O&M consolidated revenues to $70 million on an annual basis. These highly recurring revenues will account now for 52% of the overall revenues of H2O, adding predictability to our financial model. On top of adding revenues, GUS acquisition will immediately increase our EBITDA and will be accretive to our EPS. GUS lasting experience in Texas will allow us to consolidate our customers' base within the great Metro Houston area. Following this deal, H2O Group will provide O&M services to 275 water and wastewater utilities across North America, representing a unique growth platform for multiple cross-selling opportunities with other business pillars and other divisions of H2O. The integration of GUS to our existing group of O&M companies, such as A's and Utility Partners, will allow us to capture costs and operational synergies of $450,000 within the next 18 months. Finally, Let's recall that this acquisition is not dilutive for the shareholders, since it is financed with the addition of a $2.1 million senior debt and from the working capital of the corporation. This now completes the presentation. I will now turn it back to the operator for the Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, if you'd like to ask a question, press star 1 on your telephone. To withdraw your question, press the pound key. Please wait while we compile the questions. Your first question comes from the line of Nick Corcoran with Acumen Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning and congratulations on the acquisition.
Thank you, guys.
So my first question is just to do with the EBITDA margins. Just quickly doing the math, it looks like Gus has an EBITDA margin of about 10%. Is it fair to assume that it'll be accretive to your consolidated EBITDA margins, or is there anything else that we should maybe take into account?
No, you're right. The EBITDA margin is 10% before synergies, and therefore it'll be accretive on our EBITDA as well.
And then are there any one-time costs associated with the acquisition that will either be in the Q4 results or the Q1 results?
When you say one-time costs, I mean for integration, you mean, or?
One-time costs, yeah, just acquisition-related costs.
There will be some acquisition-related costs. What we want to do is following this acquisition, we haven't talked about it, but we want to merge now all our different utilities companies or O&M companies. So there will be a bit of restructuration costs related to that, because now we end up having three different companies, UP, Gus, and Hayes. So there will be some benefits to merge all that and merge the accounting. It'll ease also on the ERP integration and all that. So those are the, I would say, post-closing transaction. The transaction was mostly done in-house, so there's not much transaction-related cost, but on the integration side, we'll do a bit of investment in order to simplify our structure.
And as I said earlier, I mean, the targeted synergies or operational improvements will come from things we're going to implement and review our business process on existing operations that we have in Houston area. And the reasons why also, some of the reasons why Gus margins, EBITDA margins is slightly better, they are very modern in the way they are doing, you know, and they have developed their service business. They're entirely paperless.
Yeah.
So they use technology to reach out to customers and interact with customers. So we intend to take advantage of this little platform and implement, you know, these best practices to the rest of the organization within Houston. And this is what we contemplate in terms of improvements, you know, in the coming 18 months.
Great. And then just thinking in terms of Texas as an area of growth, you have $25 million of revenue now. What do you see your potential organic growth or growth through acquisitions going forward?
Well, it will still be, I would say, to be more ahead of the industry. I mean, I'll say it would be between 4% and 8%, you know, for the coming years for the growth within the Houston area. We have a very dynamic customers, as I mentioned, Ondine, which is currently in acquisition mode to acquire more utilities within, you know, Texas area. And we intend to support them through their growth as they're acquiring more assets. We'll be operating these assets on top of growing organically the rest of the business.
Maybe just to give you comps, industry average is 3 to 4%, and so far we've always been able to maintain between 6 to 8%. So we that's our objective. So between, as Fred said, 4 to 8, but aim towards 6-ish.
Great. That's all for me. Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Jerry Sweeney with Roth Capital. Please go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. Congrats on the acquisition.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry.
A couple little questions. So there's 38 contracted customers. Do you have, like, the weighted average length of the contracts, that time remaining on the contracts?
The length?
Yes.
So the all the clients that we have within the Houston areas are typically municipal utility districts or WSB water public water services, PWS. They don't have, you know, the same typical duration contracts than we have for other O&M projects that we have outside of Texas. So they're more like evergreen contracts, but they have been clients of the company in some cases for more than 30 years, in other cases more than 15 years. So it's a very sticky business, but contractually it's articulated differently than the other typical O&M contracts outside of Houston, outside of Texas.
Got it. And you know, MUDs are, I mean, they're a big business in Texas. I mean, that's really how they finance a lot of their residential growth down there. What's the opportunity, you know, longer term? And I jumped on a few minutes late, you know, to keep rolling that space up, maybe even in the Dallas area, but Houston's quite large, but additional opportunities to go after.
Well, right now I think we have the best of the two worlds, because before, with the acquisition of A's only, we were covering mostly the north side. I mean, and if you look at the map that we have put on the slide deck, you see a couple of dots there.
Yeah.
So these dots previously that we had, you know, all in green represent the ones that were operating by A's and utility partners. The one on blue are the one we're adding more on the south side of Houston, going down to Galveston area. So now we're covering both the north and the south. It gives us, you know, a quite large coverage. I mean, Houston in itself is quite big, so sometimes you have to drive up to 70 miles to reach out to our customers. So now we'll be able to spread out, you know, the construction team and a field service team, you know, more effectively as well, and be able to grow within what we have there.
Got it. And then simple question, listen. That we'll say $600,000 adjusted EBITDA, that doesn't include the synergies and efficiencies, correct?
It does not.
Okay, got it. Great. That's it for my end. So nice little tuck in. So congrats.
Good. Thank you very much, Jerry.
Your next question comes from the line of Naji Bedoun with Industrial Alliance. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, and congratulations on the deal. Just wondering if you can tell us more about the Cordia system at Gulf. Is that a proprietary technology?
The what? Sorry, repeat that again.
The Cordia system that they have. You mentioned that. Yeah.
It was developed actually from a QuickBase kind of platform, and it's still an open source, but they have personalized it and really adapted well for the type of service we're doing, really adapted for the MUD type of customers. So this is why when we look at this at first sight, we said, oh my God, I mean, this would be so good to implement it now at A's and find ways to gain more efficiency out of this. It's very friendly users. It's a good way to combine both, you know, the compliance and the service and all the work that we perform in the field. So this is why we intend, you know, to further implement it to the rest of the group there in Texas.
Okay, that's good. Sounds like it could be a competitive advantage then. Maybe just a two-part question. Obviously, the majority of the deal is debt financed. Part one is how much more capacity or room for debt are you comfortable taking on? And related to that is, based on the current pipeline of opportunities you have, should we expect more of these smaller transactions in the O&M space, or are you also looking at something closer, let's say, to the size of Hayes?
So in terms of room capacity, I mean, well, I've expressed that many times. I mean, we're pretty conservative in our debt. So right now, and I was expecting the question. So just so you know, our debt ratio after the disbursement and the acquisition is below 2x. So we reimbursing about, you know, just by long-term debt reimbursement schedule, just to below $1 million per quarter. So, you know, since the acquisition of Genesis, we have reimbursed more than $2 million of long-term debt. And therefore, we were very comfortable to add an additional $2 million to do that tuck-in and increase our EBITDA by on an LTM basis by $600,000. So, So this is why we're very, very comfortable to add some debt at this point, because we add debt as we reimburse it. Now, the fourth quarter for us was very positive in terms of cash flow. We were expecting to finish the year end with close to $15 million of long-term debt, of net debt. We will be below that, so which leads us to a debt EBITDA ratio below 2x. So therefore, where up to where are we comfortable? You know, I've said it in the past, up to 2.5x, maybe a bit above if it's for a small duration of period, like a quarter or two, but 2.5x is where we're comfortable. Yes, we do see other opportunities for additional tuck-ins. We've said it also in the past. We are on the look for a small tuck-in acquisition. That's the objective this year. Position ourselves to continue to reinforce the long-term debt, but continue to grow through those small opportunities that have been presented to us.
And the beauty of adding more O&M business, it generates a lot of free cash flow. I mean, again, the CapEx being not being high, do not require significant technology upgrades or improvements. Replace a couple of trucks, within the year. But despite this, I mean, it's a very good free cash flow business generator. So this is fueling and allowing us to reimburse our debt. It's fueling, additional opportunities for us for additional small tuck-ins. It's still a very fragmented market, out there.
And also, Fred, maybe all the other opportunities on the CapEx side that we, our project business can benefit out of too.
Correct.
It's an additional feet on the ground sales guys that can generate opportunities with the O&M customers that are need to improve their or upgrade their facilities.
Okay, well, thank you. That's great detail. And just one final question. When do you expect to close the transaction?
It is closed.
It's closed. Done.
It is closed. Okay, all right. Well, congratulations again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nadia.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from one of Ian Elkins with Global Water. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys. Congratulations on the deal.
Hello, Ian. Thank you.
Most of my questions have been answered, but I just wondered if you could give some idea of the condition or the age of the systems that GAS operates. But largely with a view to you bringing in some of your expertise to perhaps reduce or increase the efficiencies there.
Yeah, I mean, it's split almost half and half between quite old systems where, yes, there will be some additional CapEx required, which represent then an opportunity for the other business pillars to jump in and provide capital upgrades, some. I mean, not all of them, but in some cases. On the other end, there's also new MUDs and new counties that were currently operating and have been added now lately in the last couple of months and will be added also of new private developers, currently, growing and building new households. So I would say it's relatively new, a little bit maybe newer customers type than A's was. If I might put it this way, but overall, I mean, we're quite pleased with these types of customers we have.
Okay, all right. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Ian.
And there are no further questions at this time. I will turn the call back over to the presenters for closing remarks.